Om. Okay, before we start, there are a couple of questions here, okay? Why don't we start with that? What is your question? You're asking me whether the bhuyate is the correct form? So what you're saying is right, okay, partially right. It is just the words which you're using is not correct. Mm-hmm. Let me just repeat the question for others, and then you can correct me if I have not understood the correct question also. Is that Bhu Dhatu, will it convert into Atmanepadi when Bhave and Karmani is used? Okay, that is the question. Is that correct question? Okay. So as we discussed in the class, and if you look through some of these discussions that we were doing, right? Remember that the Atmane Padam, Parasmay Padam are the names of the suffixes. You have to note that very well. What is Atmane Padam? Atmane Padam is Tiptasji Siptastha Mipvasmas. The first nine. Okay. Titaha Anti Sitaha Tha Mi Vahamaha. The first nine pratyas, these pratyas, their name is Parasmay Padam. Now, the second set of nine pratyas, ta, atam, ja, as, atam, dvam, ed, vahi, mahi, or the actual derived form is te, ite, ante. You see this? Te, ite, ante, se, ite, dve, e, vahe, mahe. These remain second nine. They are called Atmane Padam. So the Atmane Padam, I'm just repeating for everybody else also. Some of you think you may already remember. No, the repetition is so that we are setting up the context correct. So these first nine are called Parasmay Padam. The second nine are called Atmane Padam. Understand and make a note that these suffixes are called Prakriti suffixes. Okay, they are called Prakriti suffixes. Prakriti suffixes means these are the base suffixes of Parasmay Padam and Atmane Padam. Base suffixes of Parasmay Padam and Atmane Padam. Now, these same suffixes, they get converted. For example, in Lang Lakara, the same suffixes Ti becomes Th, Taha becomes Tam, Anti becomes An, right? This Si becomes S, Ni becomes Am, Tha becomes Tam, Tha becomes Ta, Vaha becomes Va, and Maha becomes Ma. You see, the same suffixes. So when the modifications happen, these modifications are modifications of the same suffixes. That is why these are also called Parasmipadam and these are also called Atmanipadam, because they are the Atmanipadam replacements of these suffixes. You follow this part? Okay. So next time whenever we talk about Parasmipadam or Atmanipadam, remember that we are talking about the suffixes only. Nothing to do with Dhatu yet. Okay. Now, similarly, when you do Lot Lakara, Tu, Tam, Antu, okay, nothing. Tam, Ta, Ani, Ava, Ama, and Tam, Itam, Antam, Swa, Itam, Dvam, E, I, Ava, Hei, Ama, Hei. Right? So these are also for Lot, Vidhiling also different pratyas. So you will say, why are all these many pratyas? How many should I remember? Don't worry about that part at this point of time. Okay. But understand that these suffixes, which are actually modification of the base suffixes. So the base suffixes are called Prakriti suffixes. So you have nine Pratipadikam Prakriti suffixes and nine Atmane Padam, Sanapadipadikam, nine Parasmay Padam Prakriti suffixes and nine Atmane Padam Prakriti suffixes. Okay with this, everybody? Okay. And all these modifications that happen to the Prakriti suffixes are called Vikriti. vikruti, modified suffixes, vikruti suffixes. Okay, so the vikruti suffixes for a parasmay padam is still parasmay padam. Vikruti suffix for an atmane padam is still called atmane padam. So you will say mahi, it is not the prime atmane padam suffix. So should is mahi atmane padam? Yes, because mahi is a modification of mahe. Okay, make sense, everybody? So these are your suffixes. Yes, go ahead. What is your question? Don't say about present tense. The base suffixes are different. Okay, but understand right now that there are 9 suffixes which are prakriti suffixes, 9 suffixes which are parasmay padam suffixes, which are prakriti suffixes, and 9 suffixes which are atmane padam prakriti suffixes. The base suffixes are, as I say, ti, tip, tas, ji, sip, tas, tha. You see, they are not the same here. Even lat is modified, lung is also modified. The base suffixes are not mentioned here. Tip tas ji, sip tas tha, mit was mas, ta atam jha, tas atam dvam, it vahi mahing. It vahi mahing. Okay, I have given that in the list. So these are the prakriti suffixes. Then lat lakara, lung lakara, all of these are modifications of the same suffixes. Okay, these are also called vikruti suffixes. What is important to know is that whatever is the location, you modify something and put it over that. You take an iPad or take an iPhone, you modify it and paint it red, it is still an iPhone. You add some things on it, right? Add a cover on it, it is still the same iPhone. Okay, you remove the cover out of it, it is still the same iPhone. Okay, sthanivad adesha analvidam, that is what I'm saying, sthanivad adesha. So anything that you have a modification also has the property of the original. They are all still lat lakara. Because all the thing are pratyayas that come in the place of lakaras. Okay. So they are all lakaras. Okay. Having said that, now understand this part. That you look at dhatu. Some dhatus, they will take only parasmay padam suffix. In kartari prayoga, some dhatus will take only parasmay padam suffix. These dhatus are called parasmay padi dhatus. Okay, this is what we discussed. Let me show you where we had pulled up. Okay, it's in one of the classes. You have to go back and look at it. Okay, so some dhatus, now we're talking about only kartari prayoga. In kartari prayoga, some dhatus will take only parasmay padam endings. These dhatus are called parasmay padi dhatus in kartari prayoga. Similarly, some dhatus in kartari prayoga will take only atmane padam suffixes. These dhatus are called atmane padi dhatus. Okay. Then some dhatus in kartari prayoga can take parasmay padam or can take atmane padam. Cannot take both. It has to be one at a time. Okay. There was a reason why they would take parasmay padam, atmane padam, but it's no longer followed. So it is used as the usage is there. The usage is there. It will take parasmay padam. It will take atmane padam. Okay. So these dhatus are called ubhaya padi dhatu. Okay. So parasmay padam, atmane padam is the name of the suffixes. Parasmay padi, atmane padi, ubhaya padi is the name of the dhatu. Okay, very clear? Okay. Now, these dhatus in kartari prayoga, they are divided into 10 ganas. Why? Because each of the gana, there is a gana vikarna that is coming. Okay? Some gana vikarna. The modification comes. Bhu a ti. Okay. Div ya ti. Divyati. Okay. So these gana vikarnas come in between. All of the 10. Right. Again, these gana vikarnas are also applicable only in kartari prayoga. Okay. That is one property. Similarly, the dhatus themselves could either be an akarmaka, sakarmaka, or dvikarmaka. Akarmakram means what? Dhatu can have cannot have any object. Okay, the dhatu means the action. Sakarmaka means the dhatu can have an object. Like you see. Is there an object? Yes. You see mouse, you see a computer, you see a book, you see the chair, you see a person, right? You see the jagat. So then the seeing action takes an object. If it takes an object, then this seeing action is called sakarmaka. So the dhatu or the action, dhatu represents action. Kriya vachinaha vadayaha dhatu sanyasihu. They are called dhatu because they are denoting action. Okay, so these dhatus can be sakarmaka, or the dhatus can be akarmaka, or dhatus can be dvikarmaka. Followed all of this part? Okay. Now make another set of statements, which I said yesterday also. Okay. If it is karmani prayoga or bhave prayoga, I'm assuming you know what is karmani and bhave. We already did that. If it is karmani prayoga or bhave prayoga, you will always take atmane padam suffix. Doesn't matter which gana, whether it's sakarmaka, akarmaka, whether it's parasmai padi, atmane padi, ubhaya padi, whatever dhatu. All dhatus in karmani prayoga and bhave prayoga will take only atmane padam suffixes. Okay. Now, because it is karmani prayoga, you cannot say dhatu is atmane padi. You follow? Because in karmani prayoga, all dhatus in some ways are atmanepadi, right? But you don't say that. The atmanepadi, parasmepadi, ubhayapadi applies only in kartari prayoga. In karmani prayoga, bhave prayoga, the dhatus will always take atmanepadam suffixes. Okay? Now, if the dhatu is sakarmaka, then it can have karmani prayoga. You follow? If the dhatu is sakarmaka dhatu, that means dhatu that can take karma, then only it can have karmani prayoga. But if the dhatu cannot take karma, it is akarmaka dhatu, it cannot have karmani prayoga. You follow? So in those scenarios, those dhatus which cannot take karma, akarmaka dhatus, they will go into bhave prayoga. Okay? Make sense? I know a little lot to get in one go, but we are discussing, this is the third time we are discussing the same thing. Go back and look into the class, go back and listen to this summary that I have said right now, right? And that summary captures everything that is to be said. You have any more? Did I answer your question? Can you use the microphone?
Thank you for it. The actual question is how it operates with Buddha. So
yes.
Would that, am I correct or am I not?
Sure.
It would be like,
yes, you're right. So if you go here, Buddhatu, right? Buddhatu is an akarmaka dhatu. Okay. As you see here on the screen, Buddhatu, if you have to look up the dictionary also, you'll find Buddhatu is an akarmaka dhatu, to be. In order to be, there is no karma, right? Then Bhudhatu, the only form that you will have is bhave prayoga. You will not have karmani prayoga. Okay. So if Bhudhatu will have bhave prayoga, what is the form, if the question is, right? It is bhuyate. No doubt the word form is bhuyate. Bhuyate. Same form is bhuyate. But just by taking the dhatu, adding the yak, adding the pratyaya, do you get the form? The answer is not always. In Bhu, you happen to be getting the form. In other scenarios, there will be some modification. Some loose of morphology will apply. Okay, so how do I know? Okay, usually if you look up a dictionary, okay, let us see, what dhatu do you know? Do you remember any dhatu? Huh? You have the microphone there. It's okay. Drush. Yeah, you can also tell me, what is your dhatu? Ed. Okay, the dhatu is ed. Okay, so look up a dictionary. It says what? Edate. This dhatu is an atmanepadi dhatu. Ed vruddhav. That is the dhatu. Look up a dhatupata. Dhatupata will say edha vruddhau. Dhatu also is atmanepadi dhatu. Okay. And if you have a dictionary which is looking at the grammar aspect of it and doing the declension of the dhatu, not declension, the conjugation of the dhatu, then you will find that it is atmanepadi dhatu. Edhate, edhete, edhante, edhase, edhete, edhadve, edhe, edhavahe, edhamahe. Because it is atmanepadi dhatu, okay, and I'm going to repeat what I've already told you earlier. Because it is atmanepadi dhatu, it will not take parasmepadam in kartari payoga. Okay. Then karmani. It says edhyate. Okay. But edh dhatu is also an akarmaka dhatu. Okay. Edha is to grow. Is it sakarmaka or not akarmaka? This guy doesn't tell you. Dhatu pata. It doesn't say that. Dhatu pratipadikam. Edha. Because you know, you to grow. When you grow, you know, it itself means it's a akarmaka dhatu. That means this grammar which is telling you that this is karmani prayoga is actually the bhave prayoga. Edhyate. The action of growing is done. Right? By whoever. Rukshaha edhate. The tree grows. Okay. Vrukshaha edhate. The tree grows. Vrukshena. By the tree. Vrukshena. It automatically becomes tritiya in karmani and bhave. The karta agent will become tritiya. Vrukshena edhyate. Vrukshena edhyate. You follow? Edhyate. The action of growing is done by the tree. That is the meaning of bhave prayoga. Why does this guy say karmani? Because I think they are not looking into that aspect. They have, it's a generic software that is converting it into a form, this particular version. Okay? How do I find out what type of a dhatu it is? A good dhatu rupa manjari, or a good book on dhatu will tell you that this is ardhatuka, this dhatu is atmanepadi, parasmepadi, ubhayapadi, whether it's sakarmaka, akarmaka, what type of a dhatu it is. Okay, let me look up another one. Ed. Monia Williams. Atmanipadi. Dhatu Pata. Set Vadipati. Vadi. Monia Williams. Edan Chakre. To prosper, increase, become happy. Monia Williams grammar. Okay, none of these are telling whether it's sakarmaka or nakarmaka. But some good dictionaries will tell you. Okay, what is the next dhatu you were talking about? Drush dhatu. Drush dhatu, what happens, it's a special dhatu. Because in drush dhatu, the kartari payoga, drush becomes pash. Okay, so you get the form. Latlakara. Oh, this is a different drush dhatu. Suji, drusho, this is a different drush dhatu. Let's see atmanipadam. See, the drush dhatu in the vadigana becomes pashyati. Okay, let us look at here and see if we can find it. Okay, druk drush. I'm sorry. Now, if you ask me a question, why does it become pashyati? There's no answer to that. Okay, so this is drushyate. This is fourth gana dhatu. This is not the one that we're looking at. We're looking for a dhatu which is the dvadigana dhatu, and that dvadigana is not given in this grammar book. It will be given somewhere, some other grammar book. Sabda Sagara. Sabda Sagara also doesn't have it. Atmanipadam, here. This is good enough for me. Drush Prasmaipadi. One Prasmaipadi means Vadigana Prasmaipadi. You get what? Pashyati. Pashyati. So the Pashyati. Okay, so we have this one also. Pashyati, Pashyataha, Pashyanti. Pashyasi, Pashyataha, Pashyatha. Pashyami, Pashyavaha, Pashyama. Okay. But for the Drush, the Karmani Prayoga. Karmani Prayoga will become Drushyate. Drushyate. That is Karmani Prayoga. Why are you saying Karmani, not Bhave? Because we're talking about whatever is being seen. Okay, the object that is being seen. It has a karma. Okay? Ramaha Sitam Pashyati. Ramaha Sitam Pashyati. Okay? The Karmani Prayoga will be Ramena Sita Drushyate. Ramena Sita Drushyate. Sita will become nominative noun. So the object will become nominative in Karmani Prayoga. Okay? Do you get the idea? Approximate? Yeah. See some more examples. We'll make it clear. Okay? Okay. There's some question online. Parasmaipadi Dhatu will take Parasmaipadam endings in Kartari and Atmanepadi ending in Karmani. No, don't say that. Don't say that. All Dhatus, see, don't have to say every Dhatu, Parasmaipadi Dhatu, what will happen, right? All Dhatus in Atmane, in Bhave Prayoga and Karmani Prayoga will take Atmanepadam suffixes. And all this Parasmaipadi, Atmanepadi, Uvayapadi, you apply only to Kartari Prayoga. You apply only to Kartari Prayoga. Okay? Make sense? Okay. Okay. So, Dhatus will take Atmanepadi ending in Kartari, Karmani and Bhave and Prayoga, just for my clarification, please. No, you say the way I am saying it, at least in these classes when we are doing it. Amma, the reason for that is because the way I am telling you, there are less chance of errors. Okay, the way you are framing it online, in the chat, you are prone to error. Okay, so you always say in Kartari Prayoga, Parasme Padam, Atmane Padam, Uve Padam, right? In Karmani and Bhave, always all Dhatus, always Atmane Padam. Okay, okay, very nice. This question will come back again, okay? So no worries about it. Feel free to ask the question when it comes again. Okay. Let us look at our... Hitopadesha. Okay, so... I would like to increase the speed a little bit, okay? But it has to be at your comfort level. So if you ask me a question, I'll go into the details. But otherwise, I'll assume that what has already been covered, you already know. Yasya kasya pasutaha, yasya kasya pasutopi, gunavan pujyate naraha, nanur vamsha vishuddhopi, Nirgunakim Karishyati. Okay, so that is the verse. Yasya Kasya. So now the Padacheda. The Padacheda will be Yasya Kasya Prasutaha Api. So Prasutaha Api, Prasutas, Prasajusho Ruhu, Ru Adesha, and A is preceding, and A is following. So you'll get Utva. A and U will get O. O and A will be replaced with O only. So you'll get the Avagraha. Follow? You have to nod a little bit sometimes. So I know that you're getting it. Okay. Of course, our online friends cannot nod, but I understand. Okay. So Prasuto Api. That is how Prasutas. So I'll repeat. Prasutas Api. Prasuta Ru Api. Prasuta Ru Api, Prasuta U Api, Prasuto Api, Prasuto Pi. Avagraha. So Prasutaha Api, Gunavan, Gunavan, Pujyate Naraha. In the Naraha, Padanta Naras, Narar, Naraha. Padanta, because it's Padanta, Sakara becomes Repha, becomes Visarga. Now that is very clear, right? Okay, similarly, Dhanuhu, Dhanur Vamshaha becomes Dhanuhu Vamshaha. Okay, oh, I'm saying Vamshaha, but that's a samasa, but just take that Vakara. Okay, so Dhanur Vamshaha becomes, actually comes from Dhanus, Padanta Sakara, Dhanus Vamshaha. So Padanta Sakara becomes Repha, Dhanur Vamshaha. Okay, Hash is following, but A is not preceding. So Ru will become, will just remain Repha. You get Dhanur Vamshaha. Follow? Dhanur Vamshaha. Now Vamsha Vishuddho Api. Vishuddhas Api. Vishuddha Ru Api. Vishuddha U Api. Vishuddho Guna Sandhi. Vishuddho Api. Vishuddho Pi. Same thing. Vishuddho Pi. Api Nirgunaha Kim. Nirgunas Kim. Nirguna Ru Kim. Nirgunaha Kim. Optionally, Nirgunaha Kim. Or Nirguna Kim. Akka, Akka, right? Kim, Kim Makara. Padanta Makara becomes Anuswara. Padanta Makara becomes Anuswara. Why? Because Karishyati, the Kakara, Hal is following. Karishyati, the Hal is following. Kim Karishyati. Okay? Kim Karishyati. Now, the meaning of this this thing, right? So, yasya. Yasya means of whom. The Pratipadikam is, you have to tell me the Pratipadikam. You have to start looking ahead and then practicing some of this so you can quickly tell me what the Pratipadikam is. Yasya, what's the Pratipadikam?
Yet.
Yad, not yat. Okay, so it has to be dakara. But you are right. Online is difficult to know if it is, you said takara or dakara. But if you said dakara, you are right. If not, you convert it into dakara. Yad, tata da da, the third one, da, yad, yad is your Pratipadikam. Okay, yasya, yayoho, yesham. Okay, sixth, this thing. It's a genitive. Yasya is genitive. Of whom? Kasya, soever, whomsoever. Kasya, kasya is again, what is the Pratipadikam for kasya? Pratipadikam for kasya?
Him.
Louder, please.
Him.
Yes, the Pratipadikam for kasya is kim. Okay, you have to look at your pronouns. Sabdafinjari. Pratipadikam for kasya is kim. Kim is your Pratipadikam. Kasya, kayoho, kesham. Next time you guys tell me the remaining three also. Prasutaha. Prasutaha. Okay. Prasutaha, prasutaha would be given birth. Okay. So what is basically, here is the one meaning is he's saying engendered. I don't know how will you translate that. Born. You could say born. Okay. Born. Prasutaha. This is actually prasutaha is comes from a dhatu sui prasavane. That is a dhatu. It means to give birth. Prakrushta pra is the upasarga. You start looking at these things now. Pra is the upasarga. Sui is the dhatu. Prasutaha, the ta is a participle. It's a past participle. I will explain this in the next week or the week after that. What are participles? Prasutaha is one who is born. Okay? One who is born. Prasutaha Gunavan. Gunavan. Gunavan, what is the Pratipadikam for Gunavan? No, guesswork. You should either know or should not know. You're doing a guesswork. You should actually have the word in your the Shabdamanjari, right? And then you should know what the word is. The Pratipadikam, anybody online? Pratipadikam, Gunavan. Okay, your front row benches, you also should look at Pratipadikams. What is the Pratipadikam? Every word we should know the Pratipadikam. You know what we are doing, Hitopadesha. Go and look up the text. Practice the Pratipadikams. Okay? Going forward. So Gunavan. Gunavan is the Pratipadikam is Gunavat. Okay, Gunavat. the takaranta pratipadika gunavat. The pratyaya is called matup pratyaya. Matup pratyaya, one who has guna. For example, one who has mati, dhimat. One who has bhaga is bhagavat. One who has dhi, courage, is called dhimat. Dhimat becomes dhiman. Gunavat becomes gunavan. Okay, so gunavan, gunavantau, gunavantaha. He gunavan, he gunavantau, he gunavantaha. Gunavantam, gunavantau, gunavataha. That is how the declension happens. Okay, the declension is like that. Gunavat. So gunavat means one who has guna is gunavat. One who has guna is gunavat. And nominative singular is gunavan. So tell me one thing. One who has guna is gunavat. So one who has bhaga is who? Bhagavat. So the nominative singular for bhagavat will be what? Bhagavan. Not bhagavan. Bhagavan. Hindi, please be careful. Okay. Bhagavan. Not bhagavan. It is bhagavan. Okay. Pujyate. Does pujyate sound look familiar? Pujyate. You can use that microphone. Pujyate. What do you see? What do you see in pujyate? Atmanepadam. What else do you see? Ya. You see the ya, right? So pujyate. So pujyate, when you look at it. Okay, pujyate doesn't like it. Pooj. Okay, pujayati. It is first gana, ubhayapadi. Okay, but it may not be first gana, it may be tenth gana also. Sometimes this dictionary, even though 10, it shows it as 1. Okay, so be careful there. Some dictionaries do that. Okay, Dhatupata. Dhatupata, see, 10th, that is good. Okay, Dhatupata shows Churadigana. It's the 10th gana. Okay, Pujyate. Now, I also want to know how many of our friends who are looking online only, not in Zoom. Okay, I thought I mentioned that once earlier. But if you are attending only online, you may please send me an email, kalpeshanjay@gmail.com. This is only for the recording. So people are doing only online. Right? Send me an email, kalpeshanjay@gmail.com. Then I will add you to the rooster, the email rooster. So you'll get all the email information. Okay. If you're doing only online, if you're doing Zoom, that's fine. Okay. If your email is not there in the group, add it to the group. If not, you send me an email and I will add you to the group. Okay. Sorry for the interruption there. But what we are saying here in this case, right? Pujyate. I think some of our online friends did not realize that today's class is at 1:30. Okay. Sorry, at earlier time. Because I did not update the rooster. And they updated the online website, but did not get updated. Everybody did not get updated. Okay. So I think I will mention that. That is why I'm asking right now. Once I add them to the rooster, I will always send an update to the rooster email if there's a time change. Okay, no problem. The recordings are available. So Pooj Dhatu. The Dhatu is Pooj. It's a 10th Gana Dhatu, and 10th Gana Dhatu are derived a little differently. Poojayati. And this 10th Gana Dhatu, by the way, are always Ubhayapadi. Write down. 10th Gana Dhatu, just like causatives are also Ubhayapadi. Okay, again, Ubhayapadi means Kartari Prayoga. Okay, so 10th Gana Dhatu, irrespective of where it is always Ubhayapadi. So don't look at this 10th P, right? What is 10th P? It doesn't make sense. 10th Gana Dhatu, if it is always Ubhayapadi, it should be 10A. Okay, so some of these grammar dictionaries, you take them with a pinch of salt, okay? They will say 1, even though it is 10. Okay, because it's some scanning issue that they have. But you will know. You will know in the sense, if it is 10th Gana, it will become, if it is first Gana, you won't have this aya, bhavati. But in 10th gana, you'll have the gana vikarna aya. Pujayati or pujayate. Pujayati or pujayate. Right? But the atmanepada, sorry, not the atmanepada, karmani payoga. Karmani payoga will become what? Puj, yak, and te. Pujyate. Okay? So to do the puja, that means to adore or to worship. Okay, so then you can say Ramaha Devam, Devam, Ishtam Devam, Pujayati. Rama worships the Lord. Ramaha Devam Pujayati. Or Devadattaha Devam Pujayati. Right? Now when you want to say the Lord is worshipped by Devadatta. So Devadattena, Devaha, Devaha, Pujyate. Devaha, Pujyate. The Lord or the divine form is worshipped. Ishwaraha, Pujyate. The Ishwara is worshipped. Ishwaraha, Pujyate. Okay. So if you go back to our usage also, Naraha, Pujyate. Because Pujyate is Karmani Prayoga, the Karma will be nominated. So Naraha, Pujyate. Okay. You understand why did I say Naraha, even though it is nominative, I'm saying it's karma? Because it is karmani prayoga. Let us type that. Okay. So Naraha Pujyate. Okay. So Pujyate is Dhatu is 10th gana. Puj. Okay, 10th gana. The forms will be what? Pujayati, Pujayate. Why am I saying both? Because 10th gana is always Ubhayapadi. 10th gana is always Ubhayapadi. Okay? Now, the Karmani Prayoga. Karmani Prayoga. We know Yak. We also know Atmane Padam. Okay? So, Puj plus ya plus te. Okay, what will happen? Pujyate. So in Karmani Prayoga, we also know that karta. Karta will be in third case. Right? And karma will be in the first case. Right? So where is the karma? Where is the, what is the first case here? Yasya, no, sixth case. Kasya, sixth case. Prasutaha, first case. Prasutaha, prasutau, prasutaha. Because it is an adjective to gunavan. Gunavat, gunavan, gunavantau, gunavantaha. So gunavan also is nominative singular. Naraha is also nominative singular. Okay, so yasya, kasya, prasutaha api, naraha, gunavan, pujyate. What is the meaning there? The man is worshipped. What type of a man? Whosoever, of whomsoever, prasutaha. Okay, he is born, so it doesn't matter who the parents are. Yasya kasya, whosoever, of whosoever, he is an offspring. Prasutaha is the offspring. So of whosoever, he is the offspring. Yasya kasya api, of whosoever it may be. Yasya kasyapi prasutaha, is born of whosoever. But gunavan. Gunavan means he has virtue. One who has virtue is virtuous. One who has power is powerful. You see? Okay, one who has guna is gunavan. One who has bhaga is bhagavan. Okay, so that is the meaning of gunavan. So one who has guna. Gunavan. So, whosoever he is born, but he is Gunavan. Then such a person, Saha Naraha, Pujyate, he is worshipped. Okay? He is worshipped. That means, doesn't matter who is born to. As long as he is got Guna, he is praised. Okay? Pujyate. So, here, there is no Karta. Who will do the puja? The people. The people, right? People means janena. Okay, janaihi, with all the people, janaihi. Jana is person, any person. Janaihi means it could be any people. So by the people, janaihi, pujyate, kaha naraha. Okay. Katam bhutaha naraha, gunavan naraha. Puna katam bhutaha gunavan prasutaha. Yasya kasyapi prasutaha. He is born to whosoever. Such a person is worshipped. Danuhu vamsha shuddhopi. Danuhu vamsha vishuddhopi nirgunaha kim karishyati. Okay. Nirgunaha kim karishyati. So this one, it is a nice usage, because the guna can mean two things. Okay, now let us see the meaning of the second line. Danuhu. Danuhu means a bow. Okay. A bow. What type of a bow? Danuhu means a bow. Not an arrow. The bow. Right? That is a dhanus. It's a pratipadikam, is sakaranta pratipadikam. Dhanus. Okay. Dhanus. Remember that. What is the form will be? Danuhu. Okay, now I also have to go back and look at it. Sometimes when you take all of these classes, right, it doesn't immediately reflect. Okay, danuhu, tell me, what is the sakaranta? Danuhu, okay, it is a neuter. Well, let's look up a dictionary. Is it neuter? Yes. So danuhu, it looks like guruhu, but it is not guruhu, okay? Dhanus. The Pratipadikam is dhanus. A bow. Danuhu. It is neuter, right? Danuhu. Dhanushi. Dhanushi. Dhanumshi. Okay. Danuhu. So you have to go napumsaka. Halanta napumsaka linga shabda. Halanta napumsaka linga shabda. Havish shabda may be there. Yes. Havish. Havihi. Havishi. Havimshi. Danuhu. Dhanushi, dhanumshi. Okay. So dhanuhu, it looks like guruhu, but it is not guruhu. What? You follow? It's not like ukaranta bumlinga guru shabda. It is not like that. It is sakaranta napumsaka linga shabda. How do you know? If you look at dhanuhu, there is no way to know. So only when you know the shabda, you will know the shabda. I also find it funny. It's only when you know the shabda, you know the shabda. Yaf pashyati sa pashyati. Okay. So there, in this scenario, it is sakaranta pratipadikam. So make a note of that. Sakaranta pratipadikam. Okay. Dhanus. So the bow. Vamsha vishuddha. Vamsha vishuddha means it is telling you that it is made from a very nice bamboo. Bamboo, yeah, it is gone. The screen is gone. Maybe just check there until, okay, I have to move the mouse. It just sleeps. Okay, so vamsha vishuddha. Vamsha vishuddha means, vamsha means a bamboo, right? Vishuddha means it does not have those crookedness in it. Now there will be some in the, if you look up a bamboo, I don't know if you have seen it, in the middle there will be some places where it joins the tube together, right? Vishuddha. So Vishuddha means, Shuddha means without any, Shuddha means it is pure, without impurities. So in a bow, a type of a bow which is made from a bamboo is a bamboo which doesn't have those knots in between. Okay. So faultless bamboo staff is Vamsha Vishuddha. Faultless Vishuddha. Vamsha. Vamsha is bamboo. A reed. Basically a reed. Vishuddhapi nirgunaha. Nirgunaha means, it is here in this case, guna doesn't mean quality. guna in a bow means the string that is used. The string that is used to make the bow, and now the bow can, an arrow can be put on the bow. Right? The arrow can be strung. You follow? You look at me. This is the bow, right? But it's just the wood, just the bamboo. There's no string. So how will you shoot an arrow? That string is called guna. So a bow, which is made out of beautiful wood, pure wood, but it is not strung. It doesn't have a string. Kim karishyati? What will you do with it? Karishyati is from dhatu kru. Dukri karne. Karishyati is from dhatu kru. Okay. Kru karane means to do. If you are to memorize some of the dhatus, you memorize kru dhatu. It is useful because you will see the usage at all the places. Okay. So this karishyati, right? This, you will find this, I'm giving you hints. Okay. So you note up those hints, right? This siya, right? Siya. T we know is what? T is what? T is parasmai padam. Okay. T is parasmai padam. And T is a thing, so it's a lakara. Okay. It could be for lot lakara, but T is a generic prakruti. So vikruti, even in the lut and lrung, you have T. Lut especially. Lut, you will have T. This lut, why am I saying lut? Because this siya is a telltale sign of lut and lrung. Okay. So lut. Lrut and lrung, you will see this usage of siya. Like bhavishyati, abhavishyat. You see that? Bhavishyati, abhavishyat. Abhavishyatam, abhavishyan. Siya, siya, siya. The ikara, when it will be there, it becomes shya. If the ikara is not there, it will remain siya. Okay, anyway, that's what you have to look at that. Karishyati. Okay. Kari. Sya. Ti. I'm breaking it up without the morphological rules. Okay. Kari is kar. Is sya. Ti. That kar comes from kru. Kru is what becomes kar. Is sya. Ti. Okay. So here the ti tells me it is parasmai padam ek vachanam. Parasmai padam. Ek vachanam, and I'll tell you it is lrut lakara. Lrut lakara. Why? Because siya is there. So siya also tells me it is lrut lakara. Okay, let us look up a dictionary. Kru dhatu. No, oh, you've got too many kru dhatus. Okay, not this one. How about this one? Yeah, this is the one. Kru dhatu. Dukri karne. It's a eighth gana dhatu. Krayadi gana dhatu. Kru dhatu. Dukri karne. That karoti kurutaha kurvanti. Karoshi kurutaha kurutha. Karomi kurvaha kurmaha. Okay, atmani padam and karmani also is there. It's a ubhaya padi dhatu. So kurute, kurvate, kurvate, right? You got atmanepadam. In this, if you see the, here it is, the lrut lakara. The lrut lakara. Okay, lrut lakara means bhavishyati. Bhavishyati. You go back to your lakaras. Remember lakaras? We saw lakaras. And in the lakaras, we saw the various lakaras, right? And I said that there are 6 kalavachakas. And 4 chatvaraha prakara bodhakas. There you will see the lrut. Lrut bhavishyan. Second future. Lrut is second future. Right? Bhavishyati. Bhavishyati itself, the usage of the bhavishyati itself is lrut. You see? Bhavishyati itself is lrut. Okay. So lrut bhavishyan. Where the lrut is used in the sense of future. So karishyati, karishyataha, karishyanti. Fortunately, ti taha anti, si taha tha, mi vaha maha is identical. Except you have this sya. Sya will come for rut lakara and sya will come also for rung lakara. You see rung? Also you'll see this sya. Sya, 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 sya. Okay? This is how you look at and start looking at patterns. And then you'll register the patterns. And you practice some more and you register some more patterns. Okay? But it is best whenever you see a new form, karishyati, karishyataha, karishyanti, karishyasi, karishyataha, karishyata, karishyami, karishyavaha, karishyamaha, atmanepadam, karishyate, karishyete, karishyante, karishyase, karishyete, karishyadve, karishye, karishyavahe, karishyamahe. Done. Done for today. Tomorrow when you see another dhatu, do the same thing. Okay? That is how you practice. That's how you learn. Okay? Karishyati. So karishyati means what? Future. Will. Do. Kru is means to do. In the future. Will do. Okay? Kim karishyati? What will you do? With what? What will you do with a bow which is not strung? Even though that bow has come from a pure form of wood. What will you do with a son who doesn't have guna, even though he's come from a very good parents? Okay. So that type of a comparison, simile is being brought out. Okay. Yasya kasya pasutaha pi pasutopi, yasya kasya pasutopi, gunavan pujyate naraha, nanur vamshavishuddhopi, nirgunakim karishyati, nirgunakim karishyati. Okay, I had a pretty high hopes, and with that high hopes, I had typed 1, 2, 3, 4 of these verses. Okay. So let us say one of these words so that you get the idea of how to say them also. Yasya kasya prasutopi gunavan pujyate naraha dhanur vamsha vishuddhopi nirgunakim karishyati haha putrakanadhitam sugataita suratrishu haha putrakanadhitam Gatasweta suratrishu. I have two versions, okay? Sugateita suratrishu, and this is Gatasweta suratrishu. Tene tvam vidusham madhye panke gauri vasidasi. Panke gauri vasidasi. And the next one, tat katam idanim etat mama putra gunavantaha kriyantam. Yataha, that is not given here. I will type it up. It's there in the book. Then the next verse, right? Ahara nidra bhayamaitunancha samanyametat pashubhir naranam jnananar jnananara jnana. Okay, jnan. No, I have another one here. Yes, jnan. I have another one. Dharmohitesha madhiko visheshaha Dharmena hina pashu vesamana. Sorry, there are two versions, okay? I'm looking at the one in the book. So, ahara nidra bhayamaitunancha samanyametat pashu virnaranam dharmohitesha madhiko visheshaha dharmena hina pashu vesamana. Okay, that is another one. Then, dharmartha. Dharmartha kama mokshanam. Seikopi na vidyate ajagalastanasyeva tasya janma nirarthakam. Okay, so these are the verses that are coming up. Ayuk karma cha vittancha vidya nidanamevacha. So ayuk karma cha vittancha vidya nidanamevacha panchaitanyapi sujyante garbhastasyaiva dehinaha. Om purnamadah purnamidam purnat purnamadachyate पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते. ओम शांति 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 ही. हरिः ओम श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः. हरिः ओम तत्सत् श्री कृष्णार्पणमस्तु. एनी क्वेश्चंस?
यस, आई ट्राई टू लॉग इन टू द गूगल group you set up.
Wow, one second. Online question going on. Yeah, you try to log in into the Google group.
Join it, and it refused to get me in. It said there's an error.
Okay. Do me a favor, okay? I will investigate that. You add my email address. Send me an email with your email address. I have your email address, but I'm just requesting everybody. Just send me an email. If you're not part of the Google group, you send me an email and I will add you to the group. Rajji, you also do that, okay? I think today the timing changed, but I think I've not been able to communicate to everybody. Yeah, go ahead. What is your question? Of any word. So the question that is asked is, how do you figure out the pratipadikam of any word? So for example, we saw dhanuhu, right? Is it ukaranta guru shabda or is it some other shabda? How do you know? Right? So there's no way to know unless you know the pratyayas. So first you have to know the vibhakti. That is what is called as vibhakti jnanam. You do the vibhakti jnanam, then you will be able to separate out the vibhakti. Then also you'll see a pattern. This text does not say that it is Sakaranta. Somewhere earlier I would have read it and I know that it is Sakaranta Pathavadi. Okay. Gunavat. There's no way to know that, right? Because you soon look up. That is why you have to go and look at Shabdamanjari. Memorize Shabdamanjari. What people do is memorize Shabdamanjari. Turning the pages is because it's difficult for you to turn the pages, but I think that's because you've not memorized it. But actually go back and look at it. Very closely look at it and then register. What is the pratipadikam? Oh, it is gunavat, dhimat, marut. Marut is a pratipadikam. Okay, and then compare the two of them together there. You go and look at takaranta, marut pratipadikam. Takaranta pumlingaha, marut shabdaha. Okay, so marut, marut, marutau, marutaha. Hey marut, hey marutau, hey marutaha. Marutam, marutau, marutaha. Maruta, marudbhyam, marudbhihi. Right? So this is the takaranta padika. And then he says, evam, bhubhrut, indrajit, vishwajit, okay, somasut, prabhrutayaha. He says that. Okay? So look at those padika. And then all the prabhrutayaha means, and similar examples he's giving you. Those also you try to say on your own. Say, you know, bhubhrut. So, you know, so bhubhrut. So bhubhrut. Bhubhrutau, bhubhrutaha, he bhubhrut, he bhubhrutau, he bhubhrutaha, bhubhrutam, bhubhrutam, bhubhrutaha, bhubhruta, bhubhrutbhyam, bhubhrutbhihi. Try to say that. Practice all that. And then it will come to you. Okay. Then you will see next page, pachat. Oh, pachat becomes pachan. And dhimat becomes dhiman. Oh, there's difference. Pachat doesn't become pachan. It becomes pachat. Pachan. Whereas dhimat becomes dhiman. There's a difference between the two. Okay. So you'll see those, notice those differences. And then whenever you see, right, you're doing bhashya, you're doing reading of bhashya, you try to see that if you're able to find out, identify the pratipadikam of every one of the words or not. Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, actually the timing changed. Some of you have not been able to inform. I'm very sorry about that. I think I will next week I will try to send an email again if there is a change in timing, right? To the group also. And I would like to get everybody added to the group. If you are not in the group, the Vyakarana Vichara group in Google group, you send me an email and I'll add you to the group. That way, the future continuation of these classes also, I will be sending it to that group only. After the course continuation. Okay. So this is going to be the 8th week now. Right? Next, this is the 8th week going on. Sunday onwards. Next week will be the 8th week. in the ninth week. Ninth week, we'll have some reduced classes. Okay. Work-wise, I may not be able to take all the classes, so we'll have reduced classes. We'll inform you. But then after the ninth week also, we will try to continue. Okay, if you have the time. I just need one student. As long as one person comes, we will continue. Oh.
It will be on the same day when you are continuing on Sundays?
We will decide, Amma. We will decide, okay. You don't send me a, give me your email address on the chat here. You please send me an email if you are not part of the group. No, it may not be on Sunday. We'll decide that. It will be like a weekly thing, one and a half hour thing. And we'll continue the discussion.
Okay. Thank you.